And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sterling High School as Sterling TV. Channel 19 presents the Sterling High School basketball as the Silver Knights take on the Haddon Heights Garnets. Good evening, everybody. Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz for the second game of the season here for both teams. First home contest here for the Silver Knights, and coming off of a tough loss at Haddonfield to open up the season, Schulz.
Yeah, that's a tough pick for your first, tough draw for your first game of the season going against the Haddonfield Bulldogs, obviously one of the top teams in the Colonial Conference. And, you know, that's a team that can really make a team look bad. I mean, if you make your own mistakes, that's one thing, but Haddonfield is a team that just can capitalize on every little mistake you make, and I think that's what happened on Friday night.
And Haddonfield was, that game was really never in doubt as we broadcasted that live here on Sterling High School Radio on Friday night, myself and John Flacco. That game was a 20-point game at halftime, and I don't think Sterling ever captured any type of lead in that game. They're looking to recapture that tonight as they look to even their record here at 1-1. They're going to have to do so against the Haddon Heights team coming off their first win of the season.
Yeah, two teams that have similar styles of play, and so that's why this makes this such an interesting matchup.
And now we'll pause real quick for the playing of the national anthem. First, the visiting Garnets.
At guard, the junior, number one, Trey Broadway.
Starting at lineup.
At guard, the sophomore, number 21, Lushon Bradley. At guard, the senior, number 15, David Booker. At center, senior, number 00, Sean Seck. And at forward, a senior, number 5, Dante Pickett. The Garnets are coached by Mike Ritchie and assisted by Rodney Davis, Adam Carpenter, and Ed Perry.
Take a look at the Haddon Heights Garnet lineup. A very strong lineup for them. They're going with Sean Sack, Trey Broadway, Dante Pinckney, who we saw quite a bit of during the football season.
Yeah, one of the top quarterbacks in South Jersey, could do a little bit of everything.
Senior, number 32, Marvin Jones.
Take a look at Sterling's starting lineup.
And forward, the senior, number 24, Matt Cowan. At four, senior, number 22, Khalil Howard. At guard, senior, number 5, Jerry Prisman. And at guard, senior, number 10, Marcus Taylor. The Knights are coached by Robert Keane, assisted by Jim McCullough, Dan Stewart, and Howie Justin Bannon.
And that'll wrap up the Sterling starting lineup. Same starting five as they was Friday night at Haddonfield. And again, they're going to be looking to get into the win column here on their protector home floor here. Have to do so against a Haddon Heights team that, as we mentioned, and Dante Pinckney we saw a lot of, but they are missing a key player in their lineup.
Brandon Joyner, he's the one that makes this offense go, makes the the game go here. On the offensive end, he can drive to the hole, he can shoot, handle the ball, run the fast break, and that's definitely a big loss here for Haddon Heights. Their second game of the season against Sterling, and it'll be interesting to see how they react without Joyner out there on the floor.
Sterling going with Jerry Crisman, Marcus Taylor, Khalil Howard, Matt Cowan, the three-point specialist, and Marvin Jones. A little jersey change number for Marvin Jones. He's going to be wearing 32 tonight as opposed to 45, which I think he's done in pretty much his entire career here. And by career, I mean the last 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. But high school careers, they're not 8 years.
No.
At least they better not be.
They better not be. And Marvin Jones, the aforementioned Marvin Jones, will take the tip here as we are pretty much set to get underway here from Sterling High School. Watching live on Channel 19, listening at home, also on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. And Sterling wins the tip. Jerry Crisman will be up top with Marcus Taylor. Hands it off to Taylor. Trying to do dribble drive, kicks it out to Khalil Howard. And back like over to Matt Cowan at the top of the key.
Looks like they're going with a box and one on Marcus Taylor right here.
Matt Cowan for three is going to fall short. Rebounded there by Trey Broadway.
Having Matt Cowan, obviously he's their three-point specialist out there, trying to drain one to get things going here early on.
Sack up top. And for Broadway, he's going to put up a long jumper. It looks like it may have been deflected. And rebounded by Matt Cowan. Jerry Crisman looking to push the offense. Drives to the hoop and then brings it back out to Cowan. Marvin Jones a long two and hits it.
Yeah, that's one thing Marvin Jones could do. You think of a big kid like that, being underneath, being a low post player. He's got that nice soft jump shot there from the key and gets things going here for Sterling.
2-0 in the early on the bucket. And a 10-second violation by Haddon Heights as a turnover. First turnover of the game. And Sterling will get the ball back.
Good lateral movement. It's almost like they saw Marvin Jones out there thinking he's not going to shoot. He's a big guy. He goes down low. And, you know, they're going to have to respect him with that jump shot out on the top of the key if he goes out there.
Crisman will control the offense. Send it over to Khalil Howard, top of the key. Matt Cowan wide open for a three, takes it again and falls short. Marvin Jones gets the rebound and it goes out of bounds. Could have been an over-the-back foul there, but so far Matt Cowan 0-for-2 from three-point range.
0-for-2, but they're not going to be able to leave him that open that long. We know Matt Cowan can drain him, especially if he has that much room and he's that open.
Crisman inbounds to Cowan and again fires away. No good, so he's 0-for-3. Cold start for Cowan. And Haddon Heights will look to push up.
Yeah, but that's a kid who you want to keep shooting because once he gets into a rhythm, he can really drain him and really get your offense going.
Trey Broadway looking down low for Sean Sackett. Swatted out of the way by Jerry Crisman, but able to get the ball back. And a foul. Dante Pickney.
Yeah, look at one thing, Rob, I like here early on is the energy you're seeing from Sterling, both on the offensive side and the defensive side. You saw it right there. Getting the loose balls really quick, really playing aggressively. I think they want to put that first game out of their minds. And I know I talked to Coach Attini. He really felt good about the week or the last couple days they've had in practice.
6:20 left of this opening quarter. 2-0 Sterling on the bucket by Marvin Jones. However, Haddon Heights with the possession. Now a drive to the hoop. No good. Rebounded underneath by Sack, but he is fouled by Khalil Howard, I believe.
Yeah, you see right here, they go for the drive with the close defense out there. Goes in underneath. Good help there. Unfortunately, they drew the foul. But, you know, you're seeing that good help defense. And obviously, you want to get yourself in position where you don't draw the foul. You don't get the body in on them. But, again, I like the aggressive play you're seeing from Sterling defensively. And I know that's something Coach Ateen really tried to stress this week, especially after a real tough loss against Haddonfield, a bad loss against Haddonfield.
Sean Sack at the line misses the first attempt. He's got one more. And the one thing that Sterling got into trouble with, among other things, on last Friday night was foul trouble. Sack 0-for-2 from the line, so it remains 2-0 on the pair of missed free throws by Sean Sack. Dribble goes off the knee of Marcus Taylor. Now he's able to recollect, finds Khalil Howard down low, kicks it back out to Crisman, top of the key. Drive by Crisman, dishes off, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Jerry Crisman. Doesn't like the call, but it's the right call.
Yeah, driving the hole. Obviously, you see right here, they're going to get the feet still. He was still right there. That's one where you got to come in, kick it back out to Matt Cowan, who was wide open out there on the outside. A good defensive play there by Haddon Heights.
Saw in the JV game before this one, a very low-scoring affair. Game was in the 20s. Looking like this game, maybe just like it. Stolen there by Pinckney. Pinckney was going to fire up a long-distance three, and it's good.
Now, that's somebody Sterling's going to have to watch out there. We're on the outside. You can see Haddon Heights is going to try to drive to the hole and possibly kick it back out to Pinckney.
Check that. That was Brownlee on the three-pointer. I'm sure we'll get another look at that three. Nice shot there.
Will Howard there to get a nice rebound. Just a little hard off the backboard.
Haddon Heights will control now, looking to set up the offense. 3-2, Haddon Heights. About 5 minutes left to go in this opening quarter. Live from Sterling High School, Rob Strauss alongside Kevin Schulz. Another spin move there by Lucian Brownlee, and he has all five Garnet points. It's 5-2.
Yeah, I'll tell you, as you see, Haddon Heights get a steal right here. Bad pass, unforced turnover there by Sterling. That's something they can't afford to have happen tonight.
Brownlee gets into trouble. Able to kick out of it. Now a three. No good. And rebounded by Khalil Howard. Jerry Crisman looking to move on transition. Crisman slips. Gets it over to Marvin Jones for a foul line two, and it's good. Marvin Jones really finding the range early, something he's really not used to shooting, but they're giving him the space to take it.
They talk about his ability to sink that jump shot. Nice job there by Jerry Crisman, slowing things up, being patient, slowing the game down a little bit.
Three-point attempt there, no good. Rebounded. A circus shot there by David Booker, no good. Rebounded by Sterling. Marcus Taylor on the drive, and that's going to be a foul, I believe, on Trey Broadway.
Yeah, you see them bringing it up right here. This is where he slows it down. Could have tried to drive, slows things down, draws the defense this way. And again, you see Jones open right there for the easy jumper. And Marvin Jones right now has all 4 points. There you see Marcus Taylor doing a nice job drawing the foul, using his body, staying under control. Really trying to spread things out on Sterling, draw the defense out to them. Obviously, you want to get Brownlee involved in this offense. Good tic-tac-toe. Great ball movement there down low, getting Sterling out of position and getting the easy basket. That's something.
Got Julie.
That's something Haddon Heights, I know, was able to do in that last game.
Pinckney with the rebound, and he's in that nice shot there by Pinckney. It's 7-4.
Yeah, two rebound opportunities, just a little hard off the glass. We talk about Khalil Howard, his shot, and Jerry Crisman right there. So probably a little home opening night nerves.
Booker with a three. And the three-point range of Haddon Heights really, really on fire early on. It's 10-4, under 3 minutes left to go in this opening quarter. Crisman going to drive. He's going to be fouled there by Trey Broadway. That's his second. That's a team second. And I believe you're going to see head coach Mike Ricci go to his bench and sub in for Trey Broadway.
And you saw Booker there with the outside shot. Brownlee's got the outside shot. One thing I like about both these guys is their ability not only hit the outside shot, but drive to the hole.
Check that. That's, according to our score sheet here, that's his first foul. It's team's third foul. Sterling on the inbounds, going to be controlled at the top of the key, looking for Marvin Jones down low, being guarded there by Pinckney, and Marvin Jones for two.
Yeah, we talked about Marvin Jones developing over the last 2 years. Boy, not only with the jump shots, I think what we saw right there is more impressive, that quick spin move to the hole, knowing exactly where the defender was.
Sterling going with more pressure here defensively against Haddon Heights, looking for that double team on the left-hand side. Nice pass down low to Sack, and it's blocked by Marcus Taylor. Outlet pass corralled nicely by Khalil Howard. Kicks it over to Matt Callen for a wide open three. No good. Rebounded by Jones. And he just misses the layup, but he will go to the line.
Yeah, again, you want to get Matt Callen. They're going to leave him. If they're going to leave him that wide open, he's got to continue to shoot because, again, this is the type of kid with the three-point shot, the ability to hit from the outside. He can get on a roll. You look at Marvin Jones really off to a great start with a couple jumpers. Again, and you always get that great energy when Marvin Jones is in the game.
Jones unsuccessful from the free throw line, and now both teams making some substitutions, checking in the game for Sterling, Connor Walsh, and Jared Mullica for Sterling.
Two teams, Rob, that like to run a lot. In a situation like that, you're going to use your debt and go very deep on your bench.
Marvin Jones' second attempt from the line, up and good. And Marvin Jones with all seven Sterling points here with 2 minutes left to go in the first. Booker going to bring the ball up for Haddon Heights, working against Jared Malka, who just checked into the game. Backdoor pass down low. Nice dribble drive there by Trey Broadway for his first 2 points of the night. It's 12-7 in favor of the Garnets. Right back the other way, and Marcus Taylor fouled on the shot, and he will go to the line.
You know, you're seeing a lot of different things from Haddon Heights. Shoot from the outside. Great ball distribution right here. And again, that, you know, a lot of, they bring a lot of different things to the table in their half-court offense, and I think you saw right there with that ball movement, always looking for that extra guy, looking ahead. You know when the pass is coming to you, who you're going to pass it to, and I'm seeing a lot of that from Haddon Heights.
Marcus Taylor good on his first free throw attempt.
And I think Sterling's ability to hit the free throws is going to be huge for them throughout the year, especially when you have kids like Marcus Taylor or Jerry Krisman who can go to the hole, their bodies bounce, they're going to draw a lot of fouls.
Marcus Taylor no good on his attempt, but he's going to get Connor Walsh dives in and gets the rebound. And looking down low for Jerry Krisman, it's a turnover, and now Haddon Heights will recover. Pushing the floor. Again, Tim really likes to run and gun here. And a three-pointer again by Lucian Brownlee. He has eight. It's 15-8. 1:15 left to go in the first.
Yeah, there's a Booker's ability to drive. Kick it back out to Brownlee. Can't leave him that open.
Marvin Jones, another long range two, and it's good. He's on fire. Just put that anywhere, Marvin. He's on fire right now. He has nine.
I don't think Haddon Heights believes it. They just continue to leave him open.
Good pressure by Sterling. Again, the hot hand for Haddon Heights. Finally misses a shot. Lucia Brownlee and rebounded by Sterling. Under 45 seconds left to go in the first. Marcus Taylor going to drive, try and dish it out. Finds Jared Mullick on the far side. Rebounded by Connor Walsh. Puts up the layup and good.
Connor Walsh coming off the bench, putting it back up, really doing a nice job using his body, shielding the defender, going up strong.
15-12, Sterling starting to creep back into it. And they're probably going to hold for one shot here. And Booker is going to control and slow it down, but he's being guarded there nicely by Jared Mullica. Drives, could have traveled, but he turns it over. 11.3 left to go in the first.
Yeah, good defense, and you see right here, Connor Walsh coming in. Good decision to put the ball down on the floor. A lot of times you say you want to put it right back up, a little far away from the basket, put the ball down on the floor, but more importantly, use his body to shield the defender. He was able to get a big basket to draw Sterling within three.
5 seconds to go, Marvin Jones on the alley-oop from Marcus Taylor, and that'll end the quarter. Unbelievable as we take another look at it. A half-court lob to Marvin Jones on the reverse. And that caps off a fantastic quarter for Marvin Jones. He has 11 of Sterling's 14 points.
Marvin Jones has energized this gym in a way that I haven't seen somebody energize it in a long time. I mean, with a lot of different things he was able to do with the jump shots to the outside and right there. And he was on his way down. That just shows you how much Marvin Jones can elevate. Now, a lot of times we see him in these workouts, he's up elbow high on the rim. So this is a kid who's got the size, but has the athleticism to go with it.
And I know that those of you watching at home did not get to see the boys game at Haddonfield on last Friday night. There was a similar play, same connection. Marcus Taylor to Marvin Jones. The game was well out of hand. This was late in the third quarter, but still was really nice play, alley-oop play, and Marvin Jones standing at 6'6", at worst.
I'll tell you what, a couple of the more impressive things when you're looking at that play that I'm seeing, first of all, he's on his way down. Second of all, he was spinning around and actually had his back to the rim, and just to have the presence of mind to know where he was, just an unbelievable effort. You know, when Rob, the team talked last year about Marvin Jones' progression from his freshman year to sophomore year, he said it was the most improvement he's ever seen in a player in a one-year period of time. And it looks right now like Marvin Jones has continued that improvement into this year's junior year.
Sterling will control this opening possession of the second quarter, 15-14 in favor of Haddon Heights. Terry Crisman going to kick it over to Connor Walsh playing at the top of the key.
Haddon Heights.
Jared Mullica for three, no good. Rebound goes off of Haddon Heights, and it will stay here.
And Haddon Heights had the box and one on Marcus Taylor. Now they have the box and one on Jerry Crisman. Not guarding the outside, the perimeter, as closely. But I'll tell you what, they've got to find a way to guard or put somebody on Marvin Jones.
Marcus Taylor fakes a three, drives up to the foul line, takes an air ball, and it will be Haddon Heights' ball as Marvin Jones in pursuit was not able to corral it.
Yeah, that's a play where Marcus Taylor is going to draw defense on that drive. Got to find somebody, got to kick the ball out.
Pinkney in the control now. Excuse me, that's Brownlee. Over to Brownlee again for three, and it's good. So far, it's been the Brownlee versus Marvin Jones show.
Travel
here by Jared Mullica on the transition.
This is the best that they've defended Brownlee. It looked like who that was on the outside, right in his face. But boy, this kid's on fire. Everything he's thrown up is going in.
Brownlee has 11 as he dribbles right in front of our broadcast booth here. On the sideline, he's working on Jerry Crisman. Kicks it out over to the right side. Now sends it over to Booker.
Booker moving things around, looking, trying to spread things out. Drives to the hole here.
Booker,
oh, wait, something had to be called right there.
Booker on transition, and now sends it over to Jerry Crisman. Nice pass for Connor Walsh.
Yeah, and you have to like what Connor Walsh is doing here, coming off the bench. Again, just like we saw Marvin Jones do last year, give a burst of energy, come in and make a couple nice plays to get Sterling back in this game.
Give and go down low to Booker. Same play, same result.
Now they're letting him play, that's for sure.
Jerry Crisman now for three, way off, no good. Rebounded by Haddon Heights, and they will call timeout. 6:13 left to go. It's a two-point game in favor of the Garnets as we're taking our look at the transition game with Sterling.
Yeah, you see Connor Walsh getting the ball on the outside. Had a tough time getting a hand on the ball, but once he did, looked up immediately, threw a perfect strike there to Jerry Crisman. Marcus Taylor kicks the ball out. And you can see right there, obviously, the shot came way short by Jerry Crisman. But you can see, Rob, how Marcus Taylor coming down the center is going to draw the defense his way. Didn't even have to drive in that extra step to get towards contact. Was able to kick it back out to Jerry Crisman, give him the open shot. Came up short, but at the same time, you're giving your shooters the opportunity to get open shots. I think that's going to be a key as we look here. And again, real nice play there by Connor Walsh. Great job of Jerry Crisman finishing. Two teams, Rob, that like to run a lot, although right now I'm looking at a Haddon Heights team probably doing a little better job in their half-court offense.
Now Haddon Heights will control out of the timeout. Two-point game. Control. Pinkney at the top of the key, working on Connor Walsh as a wide open three. Rims out, rebounded by Marvin Jones. Coming back the other way now for Sterling is Jerry Crisman. Looking down low for Marvin Jones, and it's picked off by Haddon Heights.
Good defense there by Pinkney in the middle, cutting off that pass to Marvin Jones, driving to the hole.
Goes out of bounds, and we'll stay here.
Will Howard here, the defensive stopper here for Sterling, coming out here. That's what he does best.
Again, the give and go, trying to look for Booker to get down low, intercepted by Sterling. They've seen that a couple times tonight. This time able to take advantage of it. Goes out of bounds, though, and will stay here.
I like the energy I'm seeing from Sterling. You know, this is a game that looked like it could have possibly gotten away from Sterling a little bit. They're really fighting hard, making big baskets, making real nice plays. Defensively, big plays defensively when they have to.
2-point shot there by number 30, who's not on our sheet. We'll give him credit anyway.
Now that's just a real good catch and quick release right there, and that's what you have to do, especially with Sterling defending tightly in the perimeter.
Jerry Crisman along two and answers. He has four all in this quarter.
pulling things out, trying to spread out that defensive stir.
An offensive foul down low. And it will be Sterling Ball as we take a look at who committed the foul. Trying to create some room there, and the foul is going to be called on Dante Pickney. That's his first. That's the team's fourth.
And that's a big shot Jerry Crisman made right there, because you saw the one shot that was way short. Defense backed up, gave him that shot, and I think that's going to go a long way in pulling the defense out and giving him that ability to drive to the hole, draw the foul, get the basket, and kick things out to the outside.
Sterling controlling now. Marvin Jones running the offense, kicks it over to Jerry Crisman, fakes, goes in and hits the shot. Jerry Crisman starting to heat up. He has six all in this quarter, and that's going to force Haddon Heights to take a timeout.
Yeah, that's just a real smart play there by Jerry Crisman. That's a play that 2 years ago you might have seen him force that play, try to drive it to the hole. But there he had the pump fake, reset himself. Nice soft jump shot. Looks like Jerry Crisman is starting to get into a rhythm here with that jump shot from the outside.
Some other scores to report to you during this timeout. The girls team still undefeated. They defeated Haddon Heights tonight 59-31. Anissa Sanchez, 27 points. Leilani Naon Carter, a double-double with 12 points, 10 rebounds. Tyra Satchel, 11. And also the swim team defeats Audubon Collingswood 115-52 for their first win of the season. They are now 1-2 on this season.
A lot of action early on in this winter season. You know, usually, especially with the basketball, we don't have as many games early on, especially the conference games. You know, both teams going against Haddonfield to start things off, and obviously you have Haddon Heights here, and then on Thursday, Haddon Township. So it's one of these things when you talk to both coaches, they knew they had to get their teams ready right from the get-go. And you'll have to like the way Sterling's coming out tonight, responding with a lot of energy. Again, even though they got behind, it's at one point in this first half, playing defense. You have role players like Connor Walsh coming off the bench, doing what they have to do. And Marvin Jones has just been spectacular in this first half.
Probably one of the best games we've seen him play, possibly in his career. Discussion on as to what the call was here is Matt Callen going to check into the game for Marcus Taylor.
Like there was a reach in and bodies hit there off to that far side.
The foul was on Sterling. Marcus Taylor, that's his second, which is why he's sitting down. That's the team's fourth. So tie game here from Sterling High School.
Yeah, Booker trying to spread things out. You have Brownlee off to the left side. There's that kick out.
Three-point attempt, no good. Rebounded nicely there by Connor Walsh. Sterling going with a very tall lineup here. And they go down low to Khalil Howard. No good. Rebounded down by Connor Walsh. Cleaning up the trash, and it's two more points for him, both on the offensive glass.
Yeah, we saw early on Sterling was able to get offensive rebounds, but not convert. They've converted the last three times. Brownlee trying to bring it back out. You know, he'll do that, try to draw the defense out, drive to the hole with some type of kick out, like the defense we're seeing from Sterling right here.
And it's going to be Brownlee with another three. This one's going to be no good. Rebounded by Haddon Heights. They're going to reset.
Brownlee drive. Pump fake.
Drive there by Brownlee. No good. Excuse me, Booker, no good. Marvin Jones will control it. Now kick it over to Matt Callen, and he throws it away.
Yeah, you can only do so many of those cross-court passes. I mean, if you're going to do it, you've got to make sure you convert. He's kind of overdid it there a little bit. But one thing I like from Haddon Heights, what they're doing, they're getting back and avoiding Sterling finishing on that fast break, really doing a nice job getting ahead of the break, getting in front of Marvin Jones, not allowing him to finish.
Under 3 minutes left to go here in the half. Sterling with their first lead now, and picked off there by Matt Callen, looking, throws it right into traffic. Fortunately, goes to Marvin Jones, tries for the slam attempt, no good. Connor Walsh on the rebound, no good. And now it's going to be a foul on Callen.
Yeah. You know, here's, you see a kid like Marvin Jones playing with a lot of energy, but this is a play where when he gets this ball, he's got to make sure he has it or draws the foul, but goes for the slam, and that's one you just want to lay off the board. He was out a little bit too far. Again, with his energy, you're going to see some mistakes like that. That's something he's going to learn, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't trade his energy for anything and trade what he's brought to this team in his first half.
Especially tonight. So Matt Callen, a couple straight turnovers and then a foul on Callen. He will head over to the bench and have a seat. Mullica going to check in for him. Haddon Heights looking to set up their offense. Booker, three-point attempt, no good. Rebounded there by Jared Mullica. And a carry on Mullica. Looks like he was fouled there by Booker, but no call. But instead, it'll be a turnover.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got the body in on him, but that's one where you just got to put it past you and keep playing.
Inbounds pass for the Garnets, looking for Booker, wide open for three, and it's good. David Booker, his second three, he has six, and the Garnets retake the lead 23-22.
You know, Sterling's defended the perimeter lately on some of those three-point shots. You got to give credit to Heights. Can't leave Booker that open on that. Wide open on that.
Marvin Jones' spin move way off. A little long on the spin move, and looks like he forced that one just a little bit as we take another look at the three by Booker.
There you see Booker. I don't know, out of the camera shot there, but I believe he came off a pick, but he was wide open.
Under 2 minutes left to go as checking in for the first time for Sterling, Preston Harrison. Called his name a lot a couple months ago on the football team. Now he's checking into the basketball uniform. Jerry Crisman fakes the three and then drives. No good, but it's fouled, but is it an offensive? They call an offensive foul on Jerry Crisman, and he does not like that call.
Yeah, they said they had the feet set, and you saw Jerry Crisman right here. Nice pump fake. Good job going under control, and I don't know. It looked like there was some movement there. I don't think he had the feet set. You know, again, you know, you talk about the bad calls. You've got to put them behind you and keep playing. There are things that just are out of your control.
Jerry Crisman, Marcus Taylor, each with a pair of fouls, but they're going to have to be careful, especially Jerry Crisman, since he's still out on the floor. Again, Haddon Heights hanging on to a one-point lead. 90 seconds left to go in this half. Booker kicks it out. Three-point attempt there is good. Let's check that. Foot was on the line for Dante Pinckney.
Yeah, that's Pinckney out on the outside, but I like the way Haddon Heights drew the defense in, kicked it back out, drawing the defense toward them, getting those open shots now in the last two between Booker and Pinckney that they weren't able to get the four or five previous trips down the floor.
Jerry Crisman fouled on the spin move to the basket. Now it'll send him to the line. Foul is on Pat Cobb, the sophomore forward who checked into the game.
Yeah, and that's what Jerry Crisman has to do. Just maintain control, stay under control. Yeah, I know he was frustrated on that one call that was a close call, driving down to the hole, getting called for the charge. But, you know, I think if you let different things get under your skin, then it leads to you playing a little bit out of control. And, you know, that's something that he may have done when he was younger, but he's doing a better job of now recomposing himself and playing within himself.
One for two for Crisman. He has seven all in this quarter. Now he's going to take a seat probably for the rest of the half as Jared Mullica will check into the game.
Mullica, kid who's got a nice outside shot.
Mullica over to Marvin Jones for two, and he hits again another long-range jumper. He has 13.
And they're getting a little closer to him right in his face, but he's got height. He's got a deceptive quick release with that shot.
45 seconds left to go in the tie game here between Haddon Heights and Sterling. Booker on the drive, trying to create some offense. Working on Preston Harrison, kicks it over for a three-point attempt. No good, and Sterling has an opportunity to run here, and they're going to slow it down as Jared Mullica. No, they won't. Mullica will take the shot and hit. Jared Mullica, his first two of the night, puts Sterling up by a bucket. 20 seconds left to go.
One reason why Mullica's in the game, he can hit that short jumper and really did it right there.
10 seconds left. Booker on the drive, kicks it out for a three-pointer, and it's good. 3-2-1, and that will end it. Looks like that was a three-pointer. There, on the board is a two, but we'll take a look at... check that. They just changed it. It's a three.
It's a three-pointer.
And they will take a one-point lead into the locker room. It's 28-27 in favor of the Garnets. And Schulze does a great job all around.
Yeah, as energized the first half of basketball as we've seen on both ends in a while.
It should be a very interesting second half. We're going to get off to a quick break. When we get back from the break, second half action live here from Sterling High School. It's 28-27 at the half in favor of the Garnets. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio, Channel 19. We're back with second half action right after this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Sterling High School as the Haddon Heights Garnets currently leading the Sterling Silver Knights 28-27. As we take a look at the leading scores for Sterling, it's been really all the Marvin Jones show. Jerry Crisman with seven. Walsh, Connor Walsh coming off the bench, four good offensive rebound points, but Marvin Jones, 13 points. As we look at the other side, Haddon Heights, Brownlee, a equally big evening tonight, has 11. Booker with six. And German with five. And as we take a look at some of the foul trouble, really not a big problem here as Sterling, a pair of fouls each for Crisman and Taylor, and then Broadway for Haddon Heights with two. But for the most part, really big run and gun back and forth here early on in this game.
You know, was it, when you look at Sterling, was it a perfect first half? But at the same time, again, you know, I talked to Rob Ateem. We were talking about that the early part of this game, how he said he felt like his team is ready. And they really played like a team that was ready to come out and forget that opening night effort against Haddonfield. I like the energy defensively. For the most part, they did a good job. I think the one concern, and obviously I'm sure Coach Ateem addressed it in the locker room, was those open threes Haddon Heights was getting, maybe three straight open threes. That's something you can't allow Haddon Heights to have with their ability to drain those outside shots.
Haddon Heights 0-for-2 from the line tonight. Sterling is 3-of-6. So both teams, Sterling 50% from the line. And these stats brought to you by me. Try to keep it.
Thank
that.
You for your sponsorship.
Hey, no problem. I'll do the same. Just sign me up next year.
By Sterling Radio. The next one will be by Channel 19. Go back and forth.
Oh, good times. Good times. So Haddon Heights will look to kick it off here with a one-point lead, looking to remain undefeated on the season. Booker.
Yeah, Sterling starting off in that zone right there. Booker out to the outside.
Really looking to create here.
Trying to pull things out, spread it out a little bit, and Booker bounces it out to the outside. Sterling's really going to have to guard that perimeter in this second half, and Booker right there tried to drive to the hole. Dish off, good job, kicking it away by Jones.
That's Sean Sack off of his feet, but Jerry Crisman able to pick up his ninth point of the evening, and now Sterling retakes the lead 29-28.
Yeah, that's a nice job by Crisman. Going to the left side, really taking that extra, going in that extra deep gear and accelerating to the basket.
So Zach looking for Booker. And Booker will wisely kick it back out.
Yeah, spreading things out, trying to pull that defense out. And Sterling's really not coming out. They're staying back right there in that zone.
Drive here by Haddon Heights, no good. Rebounded by Jerry Crisman. He's going to look to push with Sean Sack trying to create, and that's going to be an offensive foul. Check that. Are they calling it offensive? They are calling it offensive because initially Jerry thought that it was a block, but that's going to be Jerry's third foul. Team's first, and that's a tough one.
Tough for seeing that replay. Here it is, Jerry Crisman coming down right here. Let's see if they had the feet set. And I think he did. Yeah, that's a good call right there.
That's Jerry's third. He's going to have to be careful. Connor Walsh set to check in at the next whistle.
Booker spreading things out, pulling out on the floor. A lot of movement away from the ball there by Haddon Heights, only to have an ill-advised pass and an unforced turnover. One of the very few we've seen from Haddon Heights.
Connor Walsh going to check into the game for Jerry Crisman as he heads back to the bench. And
Heights is going to go with the press right here.
Two tough offensive foul calls. Well, actually, not the last one, not as it's pretty blatant on that one, but the second to last one, kind of a questionable one. But either way, Marcus Taylor working on pink. Marcus Taylor puts up an air ball, but there to clean it up is Khalil Howard. Khalil Howard with his first points of the night, and Sterling jumps out to a three-point lead.
Good job being in the right spot at the right time. Of course, Khalil Howard, a defensive specialist out on the perimeter.
Booker again looking to create, spreading the floor, setting up the offense.
Good job staying on Brownlee.
Kicks it over to Pinckney, over to Brownlee again. Takes a three. That's going to be no good. Air balls. Rebounded by Connor Walsh looking for the outlet in Matt Cowan. He's got nobody there with him. And it's Matt Cowan all the way. And a 6-0 run to start the second half. And some really nice play by Connor Walsh coming off the bench, both in the first half and here in the second half.
Yeah, and one thing you're seeing, I'll tell you what, I like the defense. You saw from Sterling right here, getting back out, putting a face, arm in the face of Brownlee. They're putting more pressure in the perimeter, and then even more impressive, you see Connor Walsh has done a great job hitting Jeff Cowan ahead of the pack. You know, that was something that Haddon Heights, I thought, did a good job in the first half, not allowing Sterling to get that fast break going. But it looks like right now, Sterling's able to get that fast break going with getting Matt Cowan ahead of the pack for the easy two.
And if you're just joining us, some other sports updates.
Sorry, Matt, I called you Jeff Cowan.
That happens.
First game missteps.
We'll get that out of the way early. You know, you don't have to worry about that a couple weeks from now. Some other sports updates. Girls team remains undefeated at 2-0. They defeated Haddon Heights tonight 59-31. Lisa Sanchez, 27 points. Leilani Naon Carter, double-double, 12 and 10. Tyra Satchel added 11. And the swim team defeated Audubon Collingswood 115-52 for their first win.
Yeah, we got to look at Connor Walsh right there. I'll tell you what, I like the job that he's doing. Doing a little bit of everything. A couple of real nice passes and allowing his guys to get ahead of the pack and finish off fast breaks. Defensively, he's doing a good job swatting away some passes. Had a couple buckets, just doing a great job off the bench. Something Sterling really is looking forward to having from Connor Walsh this year.
Brother Christian Walsh in attendance tonight, checking out his little brother play. Christian graduated last year. Now a three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebounded down low by Haddon Heights. And now a scramble down low. Marvin Jones and Brownlee, an aggressive tussle for the ball there, to say the least.
Rob, if we look at this defense, look at Marvin Jones down underneath. You know, he's got a height advantage, but look how quick he gets up off his feet right there. Just puts his hand right in the shooter's face and just, again, showing a lot of energy, a lot of toughness down low.
Marcus Taylor's pass intercepted by Brownlee. He's going to try and take it all the way. No good. Rebounded by Connor Walsh. Hands it off to Marcus Taylor. Brownlee goes for the steal. Marcus Taylor thinks otherwise. And it's now going to be a turnover. Now corralling it is Haddon Heights. Some real sloppy play here.
Yeah, and you know what? They had Brownlee wide open. Weren't able to look. I mean, he was 10 feet ahead of the pack right there.
All that confusion down low, I don't think he saw.
Yeah, I think Booker right now doing a good, nice job. Slowing things up, although.
Spin move on Connor Walsh, not able to make the layup attempt, and another jump ball. This time it'll stay here.
Yeah, Brownlee, a very athletic kid, great jumper, able to do a lot of things offensively. I think right now, Rob, he's trying to do a little bit too much, forcing some plays, and, you know, he's got to be the type of player that can drive to the hole because he's going to draw the defense in, kick the ball back out, and that's where they had that success in the first half.
Haddon Heights inbound down low to Pinckney, and he scores two. Pinckney, 2 points in each quarter. He has six. Steps it down to three. It's 33-30 in favor of Sterling.
Trying to do what Haddon Heights has done. And in their half-court offense, spread things out, pull things out. You see Connor Walsh, Marcus Taylor out on the outside. Spread out the defense. Marvin Jones up high, trying to find an opening right there.
And Sterling, for the first time,
staying in that zone defense.
Really, really relaxed. And now a 3-second violation. And now it's a turnover for Sterling.
Yeah, That's one thing you don't want to have happen. It's just a matter of moving down there, knowing where you're at, and just constantly circling and rotating in and out of that three-second area.
There's 3.5 left to go here in this third quarter. Sterling jumped out to a 6-0 run to start the half.
Yeah, and you can see they're trying to pull Sterling out, much like they did in that first half. But right now, although we see now Khalil Howard going out, putting a little bit of pressure. Matt Towns staying back. Again, it's a soft pressure on the outside. But once they get within that three-point line, Sterling's really putting more pressure on the shooters on the perimeter than they have all night. And one other thing I see, they're doing a good job cutting off the passing lanes. Yeah, you see the defense rotating around. A lot of passes slapped away in this second half. And again, good defense by Sterling away from the ball. And frustrating Haddon Heights. You see Haddon Heights trying to work the ball. And they're going to do a good job of driving in and kick it back out. So nice job of Haddon Heights countering a couple good defensive efforts by Sterling on successive trips down the floor. And that's how they get things going, by driving in, kicking things out.
Jumper by number 42 for the Garnets is good, and now it's a one-point game. Looking down low for Marvin Jones, layup in. Nice pass from Connor Walsh to Marvin Jones. And really, Connor Walsh having a great night off the bench.
Yeah, you know, that's a great look, another great look by Connor Walsh. Also, I like the way Marvin Jones just went up softly up the glass. Didn't try to go for the slam, stayed under control.
Brownlee looking to create, working on Khalil Howard. Pinckney. Stolen by, stolen there by Khalil Howard, now kicked away. It will be Haddon Heights ball.
Yeah, that's what Mark, you see out in the outside. Khalil Howard, the defensive specialist. Look right here. What a look there. I'll tell you what, that's one of those looks where Connor Walsh knew where Marvin Jones was the whole time, even before he even got the ball.
Carrying violation on Booker. And a turnover. .136 left to go in this third quarter.
I'll tell you, Haddon Heights has done a few things nice in this second half, third quarter, but it doesn't seem like they've gotten into that offensive rhythm that you saw them have in the first half on a consistent basis.
Both teams really slowing it down.
Yeah.
Very, very different in this third quarter. Not really a lot of what we've seen in the first half.
Oh, it was a track meet. For Sterling with the lead, pulling things out, making Haddon Heights come to them.
Jerry Crisman fakes the three, wisely pulls it back out, and Robertine's going to take a timeout with 1:16 left to go and a three-point lead.
Again, you know, we can't say enough about what Connor Walsh has done. Coming off the bench as a sixth man and doing everything you ask for somebody in that situation, playing great defense, finding the open man, and you know, just having great court awareness.
And take a listen to Silver Knights Radio, latest Sterling news, sporting events, best music from 60s today, lots of good programming, school events. Follow us on Twitter at Knights Radio, broadcasting live right now. You can access that on our website. Doing a little promo tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock, your opportunity to win a free shirt, a highly coveted Sterling Radio t-shirt. You have to listen starting at the 5 o'clock hour, and details can be found as you listen to the show. That's again starting at 5 o'clock right here on Sterling Knights Radio, WSHS. Back to live action now. Marcus Taylor on the drive and scoops it in for two.
Yeah, that was a good vertical look right. You know, you go a little bit cross-court. Matt Cown did a nice job putting a lot of authority on that pass. Put Marcus Taylor in a good spot where he could go with the pump fake and drive to the hole.
Under a minute left to go now. Sterling in the midst of a 10-2 run. Booker on the drive, scoops it in, count the basket.
Yeah, you know, we saw a lot of Booker driving to the hole. You see right here is Haddon Heights is bringing the ball up. You see the attempt at the trap right there. Good cross-court pass right there to Booker. Drives to the hole. Really shows great balance. Nice nifty moves right there. That was, again, something we saw him do a lot in that first half, and I'm sure Coach is trying to get him positioned to drive to the hole here to get things going offensively for Haddon Heights as he sinks the basket and gets Haddon Heights to within two.
Last foul is on Connor Walsh. That's his first. Crisman on the drive and pull up, and it's good. Jerry Crisman with four in this quarter. He has 11 overall as we approach 30 seconds left to go in the third.
Nice job of Crisman answering right there with Haddon Heights getting within two.
Haddon Heights, 25 seconds to work with on the dribble drive. No good. Rebounded by Marvin Jones. Hands it off to Marcus Taylor looking to push. Marcus Taylor going down the left side, stripped. And now will be controlled by Haddon Heights, and they will hold for a final shot as Booker corrals it. Sends it over to Brownlee. Nice dish to Pinckney.
Yeah. You know, that's what Brownlee has to do. We saw him too many times go out of control to the basket. Right there, drew the defense in, dished it off to Pinckney.
At the buzzer, no good. Shot by Matt Cowan, and it's a two-point game in favor of Sterling as we take another look at it here on Channel 19.
Yeah, Sterling holding that two-point lead. You know, I think the key to Sterling in that third period was the fact that they were able to really play, do a nice job defensively as we look at the cheerleaders right here. There you see, I could bring it up. Brownlee go to the hole, dishes the ball off to Pinckney. And again, you have to feel like in the last time out, coach said to Brownlee, he's only a sophomore, kid with a lot of potential. Hey, you don't have to do everything yourself. You're drawing the defense in. You go to the hole, there's going to be people open. And that's exactly what he did right here. Goes in, gets Pinckney for the easy basket right there. And really kind of re-energized this Haddon Heights offense. You know, they had a tough third period, but you know, just a play like that can get you mentally back in the game. And that's what a playmaker like Brownlee can do. Again, only a sophomore. This is a kid who's got a bright future ahead of him.
Sterling with a lead for the first time to start the fourth quarter this season. They trailed at the half by one. They won that quarter thanks to a 12-7 run. Low inbounds to Jerry Crisman. Anybody's game here. Sterling looking for their first win of the season as if super fans really starting to get into it now.
Marvin Jones gets the ball high, but a little bit too high for that soft jumper.
Again, Connor Walsh grabs a loose ball, kicks it far side. Where to Marcus Taylor, dribbles baseline, no good. Rebounded by Pinckney.
With that cross-court pass, which if you can make it, do it, because Taylor can make a play, but wasn't able to do it right there. Booker wisely brings the ball out, trying to draw that defense out. But again, smartly, Sterling staying back, not coming out of him, giving him the ability to get that first step going. As you look at Brownlee.
Brownlee, an offensive foul. That's his first. That's a team's first foul of the half, surprisingly. Yeah, you know, Khalil Howard on defense.
Yeah, Khalil Howard, you know, the defensive specialist. It looked like Brownlee might have got an elbow or an arm out right there, and that's what got him had him get the foul call. Crisman bringing the ball up.
Marvin Jones, another long jumper this time, and no good, but he traveled before the shot. And that's a turnover for Sterling. I think he, again, got a little excited about how much space they're actually giving him on that perimeter.
Yeah, and I saw, again, good movement away from ball down low. It looked like for a second, split second, they had Connor Walsh open down low. That's something I think you got to look for.
Three-point attempt now, no good by Haddon Heights. Rebounded on the offensive glass by Haddon Heights. And they'll kick it out to Booker to reset it.
Booker pulling things out. Again, Strong's not biting on that. And now you see Taylor guard him a little bit closer, but Sterling really staying at that three-point line, trying to force Haddon Heights to come to them.
Booker, a long three, no good. Rebounded by Walsh. Kicks it over to Jerry Crisman, who looks to push down the right-hand side. Callen for three, rims out, no good. He is very unlucky tonight.
Like we said, Matt Callen's just got to keep taking the shots because he's an outside shooter.
Brownlee drives baseline, puts up a floater, and it's good. Tie game. Lucian Brownlee, his first points of the half. He has 13.
Yeah, that's a nice, nice, mature play right there. Not taking it too hard, not being out of control. Real nice soft touch there by Brownlee. He's hurt Sterling in so many different ways.
Tie game under 6 minutes, under 6 minutes left to go here from Sterling High School. Home opener for the Silver Knights. Looking down low for Marvin Jones. And a hand check foul. Going to be against Dante Pinckney. That's his second, team second.
So the end of that last basket here, you see Booker drive to the hole. Goes right up, shows great bounce, goes to the hole, and draws the foul.
Matt Callen for three. No. Rebounded over the back foul on Marcus Taylor. That's going to be his third.
Yeah, that's a situation where you saw right there, Haddon Heights got the position. Anytime you see both of them go up, if you've got the position, you're going to get called for the foul on that play.
Matt Callen having a real tough night from beyond the arc, something we're not used to seeing.
No, but you know what? I like the way that he can be out there. He can defend. He can go ahead on the break and, you know, has found a spot in there. The shot's going to come. It's definitely going to come. He's just got to keep firing away.
Two players in foul trouble for Sterling. Crisman and Taylor each with three. Although this late in the game, I wouldn't say three is foul trouble. 5 minutes left to go. Here in a Booker tie again. Game here from Sterling High School.
Yeah, limited pressure on Booker for the most part. Unlike the first period, they stay back. Although Taylor comes out a little bit more there, but Sterling just content guarding the perimeter.
Brownlee over to Booker, looks down low. Nowhere to go is Pinckney, and it's going to be on the floor foul underneath.
Yeah, that's a great dish off right there by Brownlee. Pinckney always hanging out at that doorstep, and you know if Brownlee or Booker goes to the hole, they have him there, and real good look and real good job drawing the defense in by Booker.
Foul on Connor Walsh, that's his second, the team's fourth, and a pass down low, and it's blocked, and it's going to be a loose ball foul on number 42 for Haddon Heights. We do not have his name, so we'll just say number 42. What's his first? It's the team's third.
Marvin Jones hopping. I don't know what happened there, but I'll tell you what, you know, he hasn't been the offensive part of the second half, but he's doing a good job defending down in the low post, making things difficult for Haddonfield. Haddon Heights is scoring a low post.
Marvin Jones at the top of the key running the offense, kicks it over to Jared Mullica for three. No good. Rebounded again nicely by Connor Walsh. Drive by Marcus Taylor, no good. Rebounded by Jared Mullica. It's going to be a foul on Mullica underneath. That's going to be his first. It's a team's fifth with 4:20 left to go here in the fourth.
Tell you what, Haddon Heights right there did a good job making things a little bit difficult. Of course, Marcus Taylor goes in, has great control, tries to draw the foul, but good job playing defense aggressively, but not overly aggressively, and getting called for the foul.
Look at the reset here. Sterling with five fouls. And Haddon Heights with three. Brownlee looking to drive to the right side. Now driving baseline for the scoop and in. Is Trey Broadway.
Yeah, that's just a great individual effort by Broadway. Look at Mullica go in there.
And Jared Mullica going to be called for the offensive foul. That's his second.
Take a look at this.
Team
Brownlee on the outside. See Trey right there. Go down the baseline. Real nice nifty move. Showing great bounce to elevate himself and be under control. And, yeah, that was an offensive foul. No question about it. The feet were set by Haddon Heights.
Heights with a 2-point lead, rather. And a foul here on Jerry Crisman. Now he's in foul trouble. That's his fourth. Team's seventh.
Yeah, this is where Sterling right now getting called for the last couple of fouls. Has to maintain their composure here with 3:36 remaining. And you really need good trips down the floor when they get the ball. Good, smart trips. Avoid any type of turnover. And yeah, it's been such a back-and-forth game. Again, I think the key right now is stay composed.
And Heights at the line for the front end of the 1-1. First shot up, no good. Rebounded by Haddon Heights, but it goes out. Oh, stays in bounds.
Yeah, what a play by Connor Walsh, diving all over the floor.
Marcus Taylor up, no good. Rebounded there by Pinckney. And he kicks it out. And he's going to send it over to Booker to reset. Booker takes it across the timeline. Approaching 3 minutes left to go in a 2-point game. Been back and forth pretty much all night long.
But
And now a nice drive there by Broadway. No good. Rebounded by Pinckney. And in. And now it's a four-point game.
Yeah, Pinckney's been very active all night around the basket. Again, as you see the timeout. And, you know, it started with driving to the hole right there. And Pinckney just stayed with it. This is a kid who we've seen have great, you know, has great athletic ability. We saw that in football. Gets up off his feet very quickly. Just out jumps everybody right there, taps it in, and gets a big basket for Haddon Heights to pull ahead by four with 3 minutes remaining.
Sorry, Schulze. It's something that Sterling did in the third quarter to start the second half. They went on a 6-0 run. Now Haddon Heights having a 6-0 run to open the fourth quarter. And they are now out to a four-point lead here with 3 minutes left to go in the fourth.
You know, you talk about players coming off the bench and that haven't contributed a whole lot and really making an impact. Trey Broadway, so look at our super fans right there. They've done a great job all night throughout the fall season. You know, with some of the volleyball games, there's a lot of energy. Saw former super fans out there jumping in. But I'll tell you what, I like what Trey Broadway has brought to the table here, Rob, in the second half, and especially in this fourth quarter. A couple of nice drives to the hole, creates his own offensive opportunity. He's been a big key to them getting ahead by four right here with 3 minutes left.
Jerry Crisman going to step back out onto the floor with 3 minutes left to go. He's got to be careful. He has four fouls. Nobody in foul trouble for Haddon Heights. However, Marcus Taylor has three. He will inbounds the ball and head across half court, and Sterling in need of a score here. Over to Jerry Crisman, top of the key. Drives, flips it over his head to Connor Walsh, and a great play finding Connor Walsh behind the back, no look pass.
What a nifty play right there. That's what we talked about, Connor Walsh getting open underneath. Good job by Booker getting the ball up. That's exactly what he had to do.
Booker kicks it over to Broadway, now over to Pinckney, and he's going to drive. And Haddon Heights content with just resetting here. Under 2.5 left to go and a 2-point lead.
Yeah, that's a smart move again with the lead, pulling things back for Sterling.
Almost causing a turnover and a travel. They do get it. Brownlee.
Yeah, Brownlee, you know, at times in this game has tried to do a little bit too much himself. I think we saw this right here as we look at the nifty basket here by previous basket right here. Look at the replay. Spins around. Knowing that Connor Walsh was there the whole time. And I think Connor Walsh, that's good that they saw him open right there. There's been opportunities throughout this game. He's been open down on the low post. And great job of Jerry Crisman finding him right there.
That ends the 6-0 run. Crisman fakes a long three, dips in for two, no good. Rebounded down low by Connor Walsh, and he puts it in on the offensive glass. Connor Walsh having a career night tonight, coming off the bench. He has eight, but more importantly, all the offensive rebounds.
Yeah, a great job there, because Haddon Heights had position. Connor Walsh stayed with it, repositioned himself.
A steal by Marcus Taylor, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Haddon Heights. Missed opportunity there for Sterling in a tie game with 90 seconds left to go. Booker down low and rolls in.
Boy, good ball movement down low to finish off the fast break, and what a great play by Booker.
Marcus Taylor drives short, no good. Rebounded by, and it's going to be a jump ball and a discussion down low, and it's starting to heat up.
Well, that's just Connor Walsh being physical, staying with it on that replay we saw. Getting a little physical. This is, again, where we got to keep our composure. We got to get somebody in there, and Marvin Jones, pull him away from everybody.
That's
a good timeout called right there by Sterling.
Very good timeout.
Down by two.
Very good timeout. It got heated underneath the basket. I don't know if we can get another replay of that or not. But I'll tell you what, one of those, you know, tight game, lots at stake here in the Colonial Conference. And it's just, you like to see that aggressive play, but you don't want to see anything stupid happen in a two-point game in the waning moments.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of bodies banging here down in the low post, especially with them going for the rebounds, battling for the ball right there. You see a lot of bodies hitting. Again, that's where you got to walk away or pull somebody away who's a little bit more animated than everybody else. It's like they tried to do that. Or Marvin Jones actually pulled away more. Marcus Taylor, then somebody needed to pull him away.
And Khalil Howard in there as well. And a good timeout as we, again, as you're listening at home on Sterling Silver Knights Radio, you can also check us out on Channel 19 on Twitter. And that's twitter.com/SterlingTV19. Tweeting out updates of when all the broadcasts are like similar to this one are going to be aired on Channel 19. Great job by Mr. K and the rest of his crew at all the athletic and other events, the plays and the graduations and things like that. Just a great job all the way around by Mr. K and his crew.
I say there's a lot of things at our school for kids to get involved in.
Back to live action now. 1:19 left to go. Haddon Heights looking, and they get the 5-second call, cause a turnover. An opportunity here for Sterling as Matt Cowan going to check into the game to replace Khalil Howard.
Yeah, good job getting Matt Cowan. Of course, hasn't had a big night tonight at all. Had a tough time getting that three-point touch, but he is a shooter. He's somebody you want in the game at this point. Being down by two with 1:19 remaining.
Matt Cowan will inbound to Jerry Crisman for three. No good. Rebounded by Haddon Heights. Now they're going to look to outlet. They find the open man down low in Broadway, and he scoops it in for two. Trey Broadway with four in the quarter, six overall.
Yeah, another job, a great job of Broadway getting ahead of the pack and finishing things off.
Connor Walsh for three, good! Connor Walsh, he has seven in the quarter and causes a turnover.
Connor Walsh. All over the floor. I'll tell you what, he's done it every way, defensively. Passes up the middle, and here with the three-point shot just outside the three-point line. Biggest basket of the night by Connor Walsh right there to draw Sterling within one with 51 seconds remaining here.
Timeout, Haddon Heights, and career night for Connor Walsh. Just playing out of his mind tonight. We take another look at it.
Yeah, there you see Trey Broadway. He's really another guy in Haddon Heights' end. He's come in, finished things off, and done a great job coming up with beat baskets down the stretch, but no bigger basket than this one by Connor Walsh, draining that three-point shot.
Connor Walsh has 11 tonight for Sterling.
And I like the way, as we look at the super fans, not only do you see him playing a heady game, but the smart passes, rebounds, taking the right shots, being in position, moving away from ball. But more than anybody else, Connor Walsh has probably thrown himself all over the floor as much as anybody tonight. So just a real complete effort here by Connor Walsh, coming in off the bench as a senior and a kid who's really made the case for himself, getting a lot of playing time as we move forward here.
And the depth of teams is what we talk about a lot in basketball. It's great if you have a good starting three or four or five, but when they get into foul trouble, you need to give them a break. It's nice to have somebody coming in off the bench that is reliable and can put up points and play some defense as well.
Well, there's a foul trouble aspect of it. There's also the aspect of you're looking at a team that runs a lot. You want to have fresh legs out there, and that's what having a deep bench is going to give you.
Matt Cowan will inbound to Jerry Crisman. Crisman over to Walsh from the foul line. No good. Rebounded by Haddon Heights. 45 seconds left to go. Booker's going to bring it up.
I'll tell you what, Haddon Heights doing a much better job getting position the last couple trips down the floor.
And a foul by Matt Cowan. And that will send Haddon Heights to the line. In a one-on-one situation, that last foul on Matt Cowan. That's only his second, but it's the team's eighth.
Yeah, and you saw that opportunity right there. You know, Haddon Heights got the rebound. If you look at the low post players from Haddon Heights, you compare them to Marvin Jones. Marvin Jones has the ability to leap, but Haddon Heights right there boxed out, got position, and that's why they were able to get that lead rebound.
Brownlee at the line, no good on the front end of the 1-on-1, and rebounded by Marvin Jones. Jerry Crisman is going to kick it out over to Marcus Taylor, goes baseline, sends it over to Matt Cowan for three. Good! Matt Cowan heats up late, and Sterling takes a one-point lead. Rowley is fouled by Connor Walsh. 19.8 to go.
And Matt Cowan, a kid who's had a tough night, hasn't been able to sink the three, but that's what great shooters do. They come through in a clutch, and no bigger clutch shot there than what you saw from Matt Cowan. Pulled ahead by one. Smart foul right here. Don't give him the easy basket. Put him on the line with 19.8 seconds left, and Sterling leading by one.
Last foul on Jerry Crisman. That's his fifth, so he is now done. At least that's what the board is saying. I think the referee is going to check.
I thought initially it was.
I thought it was Connor Walsh as well. And there's some discussion right now as to who the. Yeah, up on the board here. Yeah, it was. It was because it is a timeout. 30-second timeout now on the foul out by Jerry Crisman. It looked like initially that was on Connor Walsh.
You know, I think what may have happened is Walsh may have gotten ball
and Jerry Crisman may have come over and gotten the body, which resulted in the foul. Not quite sure about that. As we look at Broadway going to the line, a kid on Haddon Heights end has really done a great job as a junior keeping him in this game.
Trey Broadway, again, a one-on-one situation. To tie the game, Broadway from the line. Short again, but it is a two-shot foul. One made free throw tonight by Haddon Heights, and that was David Booker early in the third quarter. Broadway again to tie the game. Shot is up. Still no good. Rebounded by who else but Connor Walsh, and he's fouled by Booker.
Smart foul there by Haddon Heights. I like that with 13 seconds left on the clock. Actually, there's 17.6 seconds left on the clock. Smart foul by Haddon Heights, giving him time to allow things to happen here. Sterling was about to get the ball loose to the outside, take more time off the clock. So I like that initial timeout by Haddon Heights, and Sterling wants to think about here what they're going to do. I'll tell you, Rob, you know, for our home opener, we couldn't ask for a better game. And again, outstanding effort by Connor Walsh, doing it all. Matt Callen in a tough night. Give credit to this kid. Had a lot of three-point attempts, didn't make it. We know he's a shooter. Coaches know he's a great shooter. I like the fact that the coaches had the confidence to put him in this game at the end, get him the outside shot, and boy, he really made Haddon Heights pay for it and got the open three and took the biggest shot.
Well, you mentioned it earlier as well, that he's the kind of kid that once he gets warmed up, he's on fire. I mean, he'll just keep shooting and shooting and shooting. Good job by the coaching staff to really just keep him in there, like you said, and give him some opportunities. It's only a matter of time before he buries.
Well, all shooters are going to get cold at some time, but the way they get in their rhythm is by taking more shots, and I think that's what we saw here with Matt Cown. And
foul situation here. Sterling, 9 team fouls, and Haddon Heights, 4 team fouls. So expect a quick foul here. As the inbounds go to Marcus Taylor.
Good job getting Marcus Taylor in space.
Fouled by Booker again. That's his second.
Nice job of Connor Walsh being patient. You know, you had the home run pass down the floor, but I think that wouldn't have been the right pass because Broadway was right with Jared Mulca going down the floor. Great job of Connor Walsh again being patient, getting the ball to Marcus Taylor. You see him come to the outside, drawing the foul.
Again, that's 3 quick ones on Booker.
Booker had to make that foul right there. 12.6 seconds left. Again, Haddon Heights being down, doing a good job, making a quick foul, giving themselves a lot of time to try and make something happen here.
Matt Callen going to inbounds from right in front of us. 12.6 left to go in a close game here from Sterling in the home opener. And Matt Callen is fouled by Brownlee.
Yeah, good job. That's what you want to do. Get the ball in an open space. You get the ball, use your body, shield the defender, make him come to you and draw the foul. That's exactly what Matt Callen was able to do right there. Puts himself on the line and in a situation where he can put this game away.
Matt Callen, 5 points, but none bigger than that 3 that he hit just moments ago, and he will go to the line for the 1-1 to put Sterling up by more than 1 with 9.5 seconds left to go.
Yeah, we talked about the great back and forth effort we're seeing right here, and Coach Atien talking his team right here. And again, you have Matt Callen going the line. You feel good about that. Obviously, the big thing you don't want to do, say Matt Callen sinks 2 shots, is you don't want to have, if Haddon Heights come down, attempts the 3, you don't want that foul on the 3-point shot. So I'm sure Coach Atien right now is going over every scenario. And that definitely would be one of them, especially when a kid like Matt Cown, who's a real good foul shooter, and it's conceivable that he could make both of them to pull Sterling ahead by 3.
Haddon Heights 0-for-2 in the first quarter in free throws. None attempted in the second.
Matt Cown right there.
Matt Callen.
Of course, in that Delsey game, made the big shot last year to get it to go to overtime, and game where we saw Jerry Crisman probably make one of the most unbelievable shots in our recent history here at Sterling.
Matt Callen from the line. misses the front end of the one-and-one, rebounded by Haddon Heights, and they'll take a timeout. Oh, check that. It's a foul on Connor Walsh. And now Brownlee and Connor Walsh having words.
Yeah, that's what you didn't want right there. Foul and putting Brownlee on the line.
It was a chance to pull,
throwing ahead.
That's Connor Walsh's third, but more importantly, that's going to put Booker on the line, who made his only attempt in the third quarter to complete a three-point play. But more importantly, it's a two-shot foul with 6.5 left to go. Booker, the senior. First shot from the line. It's true, and the game is tied.
And Booker's done a great job all night, a transfer coming in here and running this show. Of course, Brandon Joyner being out. Boy, Booker really hasn't missed a step, done a lot of great things, running the offense, driving a hole, coming up with big shots. And Booker, the biggest shot of the night right there.
Booker gives Heights the lead by one with 6.5 left to go, and timeout, a full timeout by Sterling. And couldn't ask for a better home opener here from Sterling High School. Both teams really want this.
Yeah, and obviously right now, you know, you didn't want that foul right there. Coach a team, drawing up a play, get the ball inbounded, and you're just, with 6 seconds left, you have time to get the ball up the floor. You can get a decent shot. So I think the key here is knowing where you're at, get the ball to the outside, get it up the floor, and knowing that you have 6.5, 6.5 seconds left, don't try to force anything you don't have to. Have a sense of what you have left here. And again, what a back and forth effort this has been. This is a game where you hate to see either team lose because it's been a great effort. You know, Coach Atteen said how he felt his team was ready, had a couple real nice practices, and they played with a lot of energy. Of course, there was mistakes here and there, but for the most part, he's got to like the effort. And again, for either team to come out on the short end of a game like this is a tough thing to swallow here early on in the season.
And we've seen some theatrics last season here on this floor from Jerry Crisman, who is not on the floor.
Haddonfield Garden against the home run pass.
Connor Walsh inbounds to Marcus Taylor. 5 seconds left to go. Marcus Taylor all the way up the floor. Takes a shot. And it's good! Marcus Taylor at the buzzer. And it's over. Marcus Taylor hits a shot at the buzzer. Sterling wins 50-49. Unbelievable. Marcus Taylor from beginning to end of the court buries it and Sterling wins.
Rob, that's exactly what we said had to happen. You had to know how much time you had left on the clock, what you were able to do. Marcus Taylor took advantage of every second right here. There we see that great control, going with the jump shot with the defender in his face, sinking the J to win the game. What an incredible game here tonight. Great win by Sterling. You look at Marcus Taylor taking it up the floor, going up in the air. Under control, great shot right there, soft touch, Sterling wins it.
Unbelievable finish for Sterling. They get their first win of the season in dramatic fashion, 50-49 on the fadeaway jumper here from Marcus Taylor. He took it from baseline to baseline for the winner.
I'm just impressed at how he was under control, knew how much time he had on the clock. A lot of times you'll see guys panic, go for the shot at the top of the key, took it all the way down. Again, used all the time that was left, had the soft jump shot with somebody in his face. That's just a clutch, big-time shot there by Marcus Taylor.
And look at this again. Again, Connor Walsh inbounds pass, who's been here all night. Initially, I thought he was going to stop here, take the jumper, but he continues to go baseline, drags a couple defenders with him, but just a great shot by Marcus Taylor. Great individual effort for the game winner, and that's the kind of stuff that you can't dream it up.
Yeah, and you look at the end of this. He almost lost control of it. Great job right here going down. You can't quite see it there. It looked like he almost lost a handle on it. Stayed composed, had the soft jump shot, and I'll tell you what, this whole team deserves this win. Great team win here by Sterling. Everybody had a part in it. Obviously, we're going to have a post-game conference with our players of the game, but this is just a great, great win after you talk about that tough opening day loss. What a job bouncing back. What a job by the seniors and everybody involved here.
We'll take one more look at it here. Here's Marcus Taylor going from baseline to baseline. Fadeaway jumper. Buries it. Nothing but nylon. for Marcus Taylor as Sterling will even their record at 1-1 on the season. We'll be back with the post-game show right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio and Channel 19. Sterling wins 50-49. We'll be back with the post-game show right after this.